Good afternoon, everyone. Here we are. This is the first week since March 7th that most of us have attended a church congregation for services. It's been 14 weeks since we last met here in Cincinnati. I think we can all agree that no one saw this coming, that 14 weeks ago, that would be the last time we would meet together in person for services. Not knowing when we would get back together a couple weeks ago, we started doing online teen Bible studies for the teens here locally. And as I was preparing to do the teen Bible studies, I reached out to the teens and their parents and asked them if they had any ideas of what they would like for us to cover as a way of doing teen Bible studies that related to them. And I actually had one parent email me back, and she wrote, "I am leaning towards topics in relations to COVID-19 and how this impacts them, such as depression, isolation, and such, and what the Bible has for us in these uncertain times. Psalms, perhaps, or tie in prophecy here and there so they have additional foresight as to what is ahead. Also, perhaps along the lines of discussing God's plans for them amid this global pandemic, and there is more to come and instill hope." As I thought about it, I thought, what could I say to a group of teenagers that had their lives turned upside down? For some, it was their senior year in high school. It was supposed to be the crown joy of all their years of school and the start of their future. For some, it would have been the first time going to Columbus Teen Prom as a teenager. Some of the girls have already purchased dresses for the prom that got canceled. For some, it was going to be the first or last time going to a teen camp this year. In their minds, their world was turned upside down with no warning. About the same time I was preparing this Bible study for the teenagers, I had a cousin who posted some photos of some tombstones of my grandparents and my great-grandfather on my dad's side. I was 14 when my great-grandfather passed away. As I was looking at the tombstone, he was 90 years old. And I had my parents have a photo of my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my dad, and myself all standing next to each other. I'm not sure what happened to Mike and Troy. They were left out of that picture. But it was kind of neat to see four generations having a picture of that, which is not all that common sometimes. But as I looked at the dates on the gravestone of my great-grandfather, I thought about what all happened in his lifetime. My great-grandfather was born in 1892 and died in 1982. It was 90 years. This would have meant he was 22 at the start of World War I. He was 47 at the start of World War II. He lived through the Spanish flu, where it is estimated 500 million people became sick from it, with 50 million people dying from it, which is about 3 to 5% of the world population at that time. He lived through the Great Depression. Again, he lived through two world wars, the Korean War and the Vietnam War. When he was 11, the Wright brothers made their first controlled flight, and he also saw a man land on the moon. I wondered, how many times did he feel like his world was turned upside down, where one event after another would change the world in his eyes forever, and then there was a new reality that he had to live in. As I thought about what my grandfather lived through, the quote by Heraclitus, came to mind. "The only thing that is constant is change. The only thing that is constant is change. The world is an ever-changing place." Then I started concerning all the people in the Bible. I started thinking about the men and the women in Hebrews 11, the men and women of faith, and how they must have felt when their lives were turned upside down on them. Think about Noah and having to build an ark. Abraham, being asked to leave everything you know, leave your home and go to a foreign land that you have no idea where you're going. And then also being told to sacrifice your son. Sarah, becoming pregnant at age 90. Moses, being a prince in Egypt, then a shepherd, then being told to go back to Egypt so he could lead the Israelites out of there. We have Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, Samuel, and I could go on about all the people of faith that had their lives turned upside down at some point. As we read their stories about their lives, they all had their lives turned upside down, these people of faith and many others. They had their lives turned upside down, sometimes just by life and chance, and sometimes by God. For the teen Bible study that I gave, I focused on the life of Daniel. As I felt it was something the teens could relate to, we see in Daniel 1, the beginning of Daniel's story. He was a young man, most likely around age 13 to 14 years old, when Jerusalem was besieged by King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and Daniel and many others were taken into captivity. I think we can all agree that Daniel's life was turned upside down at age 12 to 13 when he was taken from his homeland and taken as a slave. I think you can say his life was turned upside down to the extreme at that point. The point I wanted to make to the teens, or what I wanted to the teens to think about, was how did Daniel respond when his life was turned upside down? How did Daniel respond when his life was turned upside down? What did Daniel do with his life at that point? Did he try to fight into a new, the new world around him and do what everyone else was doing? Did he try to lay low and not get noticed and hope no one would take notice of him? Did he rebel and fight back and protest that he was being treated unfairly and try to lead a revolt? What did Daniel do? Remember, he was only about 12 to 13 years old when this all started happening in his life. Daniel remained true to what he knew to be right and kept God's commandments. Even as a young teenager, after being taken away from everything he knew, Daniel remained true to his relationship with God. Daniel put his trust in God. He was 100% in with God. We see in the scripture that Daniel continued to put his trust in God for his entire life. Even after having his life turned upside down on him, even under the rule of different kings, he never gave up on his relationship with God when it could have been so easy for him to do so. He submitted to the rule of kings and those over him, but he put his trust in God to work out the things for him, and he put God first in his life. How about us? This is a big question before us now. When our world has been turned upside down, how have we responded? With COVID, I think we can all agree this has turned our world upside down. How have you responded to it? Maybe some other major event in your life has turned your world upside down. Maybe it was the loss of a parent, loss of a spouse or a child, or maybe it was the loss of a job that's provided for your family. At times, things like COVID had turned all of our lives upside down as a group. We all had this one event that happened to all of us. And sometimes we have events that happen to us on an individual level that turns our individual lives upside down and doesn't affect anyone else. But how do we respond when that happens to us? Where was our focus when things like that happened? What did we do? Or what did we do that we should have? What I love about reading stories in the Bible is these were real people with real lives with real problems. We can read about their lives and learn from them. We can see how they respond to the world around them when their lives were turned upside down. We can study their stories. We can study their lives and learn what we need to do in our lives when our world turns upside down. We can put into practice the lessons that we learned from them that did it right. We can also learn from the lessons of those who did it wrong. When I think about Daniel, I think about him praying 3 times a day, as was his custom since the early days. You can find this in Daniel 6:10. When I think about Daniel, I think about his parents in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I also think about Daniel when his world was turned upside down, about Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. We're looking at world history. People have constantly had their lives turned upside down due to events beyond their control. It happened to my grandfather, and it has happened to people throughout history. And it will continue to happen going forward. We know by reading the scriptures, this world we live in now is going to get turned upside down to the extreme. We are blessed to know what the future holds for all of us and the world around us. God, in his mercy, has allowed us to know what is coming so we can prepare ourselves for it. He has told us how we can prepare for it. The things that have happened over the last 14 weeks, I think, was just a warning shot across our bow to wake us up, to give us a gut check to see if we are really ready for what is about to come in the near future. How have you responded to what I recall a pre-beginning of sorrows? We know it's coming. The scriptures are clear on it. Our world was just a little turned upside down as compared to what is coming. Are you ready for it? Are we ready for it spiritually? Do we have our spiritual house in order? Are our kids prepared for it? Are our kids prepared to be a Daniel? God has given us many scriptures to show us where our hope and trust should be. Just Google trust God. Just Google trust God and see how many scriptures pop up. There's a whole bunch in Psalms and Proverbs that talks about relying on God to protect us and be with us. I want to go back and look again at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. These two verses tell us how to prepare for the future. How to prepare for the future. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The world we live in is going to get turned upside down in ways we can't even imagine. Are we going to get wrapped up in the cares of this world and all the drama that's in it? Because right now, there's a lot of drama in the world, and it's going to get worse. Or are we getting ready for it both physically and spiritually for what's coming? Are we going to have our lives in order when the next big change comes along that turns our lives upside down? Will we already have a close relationship with God in Christ and put our trust in them? God tells us how to prepare for what is coming when the whole world gets turned upside down. We have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to look to him for true understanding like Daniel did. We need to become Daniels. That is where our hope and future lies. Our hope and future lies 100% with God and Christ and nothing else. We can never forget when the world gets turned upside down, God and Christ will be there for us.